Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Interpersonal conflict is a fact of life and can arise in almost any sphere, from organizations to personal relationships. Conflict in the workplace might be inevitable, as employees have different personalities, goals, and opinions. But what about spiritual conflict? The conflict between Kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. Jesus is no stranger to conflicts. He even navigated the conflict between all of rebellious and sinful humanity. At the minimum level, conflict is not all that bad, because it educates us, strengthens us, and establishes us. When conflicting situations in our life stir us back and forth, it is then we ought to stretch our faith muscles to exhibit unwavering faith in the Son of God. As sons of God, faith is an essential aspect to overcoming spiritual conflict. While there is a danger in overemphasizing the presence and activity of demons, there is an equal danger in ignoring or downplaying their presence. Until trials and temptations come, we feel strong and self-confident. The outcome of such temptations usually shows us what is in our hearts. When faced with conflicting situations in your life, what do you do, or where do you run to? As believers, we have the ability to exercise authority in Jesus' name. This power comes not by our own strength, but by the presence of Christ in us. The conflict is spiritual in origin, but often is manifested in the physical, in the form of distress, sorrow, or pain, to dismantle the relationship between the believer and the Lord. Every victory in every spiritual battle gives us new confidence in our Lord and new courage to our soul to face the next one. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we move from being victorious to becoming conquerors. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 verses 16 and 17, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other." Remember, my friends, spiritual conflict confirms our need to affirm our faith in Christ. Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, thank you for the eternal life we have in you. There is victory in the blood of Jesus, your Son and our Savior, to all who put their trust in His unfailing love. Grant us, Lord, the grace to overcome every spiritual battle and conflict. In your name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.